In an era where digital connections dominate but true connection feels scarce, Platonic arrives as a revolutionary manifesto for friendship. The book challenges our cultural hierarchy that places romantic relationships above all else, arguing that friendship deserves equal, if not greater, attention. This isn't just feel-good advice. It's backed by compelling science. Research shows that strong social networks decrease mortality risk by a staggering 45%, outperforming both exercise, 30 to 30%, and diet, 24%, in contributing to longevity. When we're with friends, hills literally appear less steep and challenges less daunting. Our perception physically changes. What makes friendship uniquely powerful is its freedom from obligation. Unlike parents, friends don't burden us with expectations to fulfill their dreams. Unlike spouses, we're not expected to be someone's everything. And unlike our children, we're not solely responsible for their survival. This liberation creates spaces of pure joy. Studies confirm people experience greater happiness with friends than with romantic partners or children. The unlimited nature of friendship also multiplies our joy through what Buddhists call mudita, sympathetic joy. We can celebrate countless friends' successes, creating infinite opportunities for shared happiness. Our attachment style patterns developed from early caregiver relationships profoundly influences our ability to form friendships. Researchers have identified super friends who excel at forming and maintaining close relationships. These social wizards enjoy better mental health, feel more significant, remain open to new ideas, harbor less prejudice, experience greater work satisfaction, and suffer fewer physical ailments. Their secret is secure attachment, believing they're worthy of love and trusting others to provide it. This creates healthy pronoia, opposite of paranoia, a belief in others' good intentions that makes people more trustworthy through reciprocity. Secure people who invest trust receive higher returns. Anxious attachment manifests as fear of abandonment and excessive self-sacrifice, while avoidant attachment creates emotional distance despite similar underlying fears. Most of us display different attachment styles depending on context. Growth means bending towards security even if total security eludes us, approaching but never fully reaching complete security. Making friends as adults requires deliberate effort, not cosmic chance. Before the 1800s, community was built in through extended family networks and village life. There wasn't even a word for loneliness as we understand it today. Industrialization, mobility, and technology have contributed to our disconnection, with friendship networks shrinking by 4 friends since the early 1980s. Research shows those who believe friendship takes effort are less lonely than those who rely on luck. We must embrace unapologetic initiative, reaching out to old connections, turning acquaintances into friends, or joining interest-aligned groups. When we anticipate rejection, we often become cold, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. The acceptance prophecy demonstrates that assuming others like us makes us behave warmly, which makes people actually like us more. Propinquity, being physically close to others consistently, dramatically increases friendship potential. A study of police cadets found 90% listed someone they sat beside as close friends simply because alphabetical seating put them together regularly. This proximity works by reducing meeting costs, encouraging investment in people we'll see again, and activating the mere exposure effect. We naturally like people more when we see them repeatedly. Vulnerability represents our deepest authenticity, sharing parts of ourselves we fear might lead to rejection. While requiring courage, it also embraces weakness, containing both distress and strength, like a fever showing illness and healing. Dr. Anna Brooks' research reveals we overestimate how negatively others judge our vulnerability. Participants expected harsh judgment when admitting feelings or revealing insecurities, yet viewed others' vulnerability positively. Singers anticipated criticism for vulnerable performances, while judges saw this vulnerability as strength. Authenticity isn't expressing unfiltered emotions, but accessing our highest self when safe enough to drop defenses. Research shows people across cultures view true selves as inherently moral, When authentic, we acknowledge uncomfortable feelings without being controlled by them. Defense mechanisms like blame protect us from threatening emotions, but are inauthentic responses. Men's friendship struggles are fundamentally vulnerability struggles. Research shows men are less vulnerable in friendships and receive less emotional support than women. Without vulnerability, male friendships often remain superficial, using third objects, like sports, to avoid direct emotional connection. Our cultural notion that strength means never showing weakness is flawed. The vulnerable ape hypothesis suggests our ancestors survived not because they were physically strongest, but because they could form relationships and request help when needed. Mutuality, considering others' needs alongside our own, reflects ego strength, secure attachment, and authenticity. Mindfulness enables authenticity, with authentic people showing less defensiveness as they recognize emotional triggers. When triggered, pausing to identify bodily sensations allows responding rather than reacting. Privilege determines whose authentic self is welcomed versus rejected, with disadvantaged groups often having behaviors misinterpreted through stereotypes. In friendships across privilege differences, standard mutuality proves insufficient as relationships begin unevenly. Adjusted mutuality requires the more privileged friend to listen and empathize more to achieve true balance. John Bowlby distinguishes between anger of hope, signaling needed change while preserving connection, and anger of despair, punishing and destructive. Studies show that expressing anger constructively through non-blaming confrontation can actually deepen friendships, with skilled conflict managers enjoying more satisfying relationships. People typically avoid problems with friends more than romantic partners, mistakenly viewing friendship as too casual for confrontation. Instead, friends often express anger indirectly by distancing or demoting the relationship, what Dr. Jackson compares to enduring a lifelong ache rather than getting surgery that would lead to healing. In healthy friendships, avoiding conflict can be as harmful as unhealthy conflict. Secure people approach disagreements collaboratively, focusing on meeting both parties' needs. They express feelings without blame, assume positive intent, and acknowledge their own role. Replace accusatory "you are" statements with "I felt" expressions that focus on impact. After sharing your perspective, ask what was going on for you to foster mutual understanding. Despite deep feelings for friends, many struggle to express love. Unlike romantic relationships with established rituals, friendship lacks these formal expressions of commitment. Expressing affection is vital for friendship survival. Robert Hayes' study found successful friendships featured high amounts of expressed affection. While other friendship-building activities work best at specific stages, affection creates closeness throughout all phases. Highly affectionate people aren't just better friends. They're happier, less depressed, more self-assured, and less isolated. They enjoy better physical health with lower cholesterol, cortisol, and blood pressure. Expressing affection benefits both recipients and ourselves. We often avoid expressing affection fearing awkwardness. Research shows we underestimate how good our affection makes others feel while overestimating their discomfort. The most important quality in a friend isn't charm or wit, but making others feel valued. In our disconnected world, choosing to connect is both radical and healing. Friendship strongly determines happiness, with having a confidant being the most powerful factor against depression. The journey to better friendship isn't just finding our people, but becoming someone who makes others feel safe and loved. In a culture obsessed with romantic love, choosing friendship is revolutionary, an act of resistance against isolation and a declaration that we belong to each other.